When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yo, it's Bros.
Yo,
on
Kendrick WRP.
Yo, you hear that banger from Kendrick?
Yo.
Yo,
yo, Connect Me went empty netter. He was tickling the twine.
We got Ike on that one. It's a WIP
I was not ready
show.
For that. I almost choked, man.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All right, it's time
Leave Broads alone.
Yeah.
He started. I love when he's getting drowned out by the music and he's screaming, no, no.
Yo, that's a hot beat, man. Yo, cuz. Yo. Flyers.
Again, he's not from California. He's from South Jersey.
It's like South Jersey Valley Girl thing I'm doing. All right, let's do everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
So after our conversation yesterday about Elliot kind of looking like Leonardo DiCaprio and Daryl Morey,
yes,
I have for you today the top five actors that would play WIP hosts.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And let me know how I did here, because I think I nailed it.
By the way, Elliot does simultaneously look like Leonardo DiCaprio and Daryl Morey.
Yeah, I know.
He looks like both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't look like the OC guy like he tried to say.
No, he doesn't.
Not even close.
No.
Not even close. Number five is Joe Giglio, who would be played by Michael Cera.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, nerdy little skinny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Michael Cera, what would you know? He was in Superbad.
Superbad, Social Network.
I haven't seen either
No,
one.
Not Social Network.
No, right?
No.
I always think he's in Social Network.
No, that's
Superbad
Jesse Eisenberg. Superbad's the one with Jonah Hill where their friend has the fake ID and they're getting alcohol for the party with the girls.
That's not Jack Black?
No.
No.
You're thinking
of Jonah Hill.
I'm thinking of Nacho Libre.
Oh, yeah, different movie.
Not even close.
If you saw Michael Cera, you would
know. You typed in Michael Cera into your...
Yeah, I didn't bother to do
that. Yeah, I know. I can tell.
I think that's a good one, though he might be a little tall to play Giglio. I get the sense that Michael Cera is a little tall.
Is Cera with a B? With a C?
C-E-R-A.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Yeah. On to the next one.
Yeah.
Number four is Spike Eskin.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Who's playing Spike?
I don't like this one already.
Seth Green.
Seth Green? Okay.
Seth Green, the guy from Upper Darby that was the white rapper kid?
Yeah.
That one's fine.
And he was in the rowing or the canoe movie.
I didn't see the canoe movie.
Dude, it's sort of an entourage.
This guy looks nothing like Joe.
Dude, come on, man. He's skinny. Looks like a little bit of a dork.
No.
You're out.
Wow, you're getting no'd.
You don't agree with this, do you?
So it's really that picture, that one that he's talking about. Yeah. See, now he sees a picture of Michael Cera with a beard, which is not, that's not Giglio.
Yeah, Joe can't even grow a beard, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's thinking of the more dorky
like
Michael
early,
Cera.
Again, this is all in their prime.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like 04 Michael Cera.
Now I know who Seth Green is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't look like Seth Green.
Yeah, but you kind of act like him.
Do I?
Yeah, kinda. You got a little attitude.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
Number three. John Ritchie.
Ooh,
who's playing?
Who's going to be Ritchie?
Yeah, this ought to be interesting.
Nick Nolte.
Oh, that is a good one.
Nick Nolte.
Dude, too, but Nick Nolte's like 80.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what age Nick Nolte are we using?
You got to do prime Nolte, man. Like, prime Nick Nolte with Blair John Ritchie.
Prime Nolte would be funny as Ritchie, the football player.
That is a good John Ritchie, man.
Yeah. I don't think he would be good as Ritchie, the radio show host, but I think Ritchie, the player... You could sell me on Nolte.
Yeah. I need Nick Nolte from 48 Hours.
Yes, Nolte.
Yeah.
The Nolte that Jack has never seen.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know he was 83.
Really? Is that old?
Yeah.
There's a couple people that could play. I was between him and Jeff Daniels. Like Jeff Daniels could play Richie. And whoever was the Big Lebowski.
Jeff Daniels is a good one. And Big Lebowski, I believe, is Jeff Daniels, isn't it?
Jeff Bridges.
Right. You know who I was thinking when you said Nick Nolte? I was thinking Gary Busey.
No,
you guys are all over the place.
Gary Busey, yes. Dude, we should bring in Gary Busey once.
It's another crazy one.
Yeah, he's lost his mind. He's lost it. I think Nolte's a good call. Nolte's a good call for John Ritchie.
Now, again, this one you have to think of prime actor because today he hasn't done a movie, I don't think, since the 90s.
Uh-oh.
But Joe DiCamera. Played by Rick Moranis.
It's Rick Moranis, and I knew that's where you were going, though.
Joe DiCamera played by...
Rick Moranis from Little Shop of Horrors, Ghostbusters.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes. And I believe it was... I believe that the follow-up to that, the sequel, was the last movie he ever did. I think he went to just go take care of his kids or something.
He did, because I think his wife passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't been in a movie, I think, since the 90s.
Rick Moranis... I don't know if he has
71 years old.
I don't know if Rick Moranis has DiCamera energy, though. Rick Moranis was sort of like the... Okay. So both nerdy, but Rick Moranis was sort of like the unsure of himself nerd, whereas DiCamera is the way too sure of himself nerd.
Yeah, but again, he didn't start that way. So maybe you could turn Rick Moranis into being comfortable himself.
And... All right, with DiCamera and Giglio, you give me two actors. Now, Moranis wears glasses.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to see Joe DiCamera with the glasses
with
on.
Now,
if you had said this was Joe Giglio.
Ooh. Yeah, but I think the Moranis gives off more DiCamera vibes.
More DiCamera?
Personally.
I can't get past the glasses.
Joe wears glasses sometimes.
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When his contacts are acting up because he doesn't take them out, which is insane.
Oh, yeah. And they're not leave-in contacts. He just puts them in and then never sleeps with them in.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It makes you go blind.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Whatever. Care.
But the number one, Ike Reese.
Uh-uh.
Who do I get?
You get played by Morris Chestnut. There's no doubt about it.
Talk to your boy.
Look, this guy's getting a good one.
Of Like Mike fame?
Yeah.
Not hell no. He's Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That is a good one.
That's good for Ike. And yeah, it's good for me. I was going to say, looks nothing like me other than the fact that we're both dark-skinned.
I disagree.
Who was the comedian that looked like you?
Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
Right.
Could have gone Charlie Murphy.
I could have gone Charlie Murphy.
He's
skinnier. I feel like Morris Chestnut's built a little
bit. Oh, I like that. Yes. Built like an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Jack didn't have one for himself.
Well, it's not about me.
Ah.
I don't know what I look like. I kind of look like the Sons of Anarchy guy. People say I look like Blake Shelton, but he's not,
Well,
oh, you definitely look like Blake Shelton.
What about Seth Rogen?
Well, maybe 20 pounds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm way funnier than Seth Rogen.
Mm.
Seth Rogen's not funny.
All right.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. This hour is...
Or a chestnut. You finally didn't take a shot at your boy.
Nah, I would
about
never.
That?
I
would
appreciate
never.
That. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That was very kind of you,
yes.
Jack.
Couldn't think of anyone for Hugh. You know, he's big,
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I got one for Hugh.
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead. Now you have to say it now, because I know you don't want to say it now.
I don't want
to
say it.
But you have to. I wish, if you're listening, I wish you could see what Ike looked like right now.
Faison Love.
Oh, it's a good one.
My bad, bro. Same face I love.
He's punching his steering wheel right now. You're going to have to pay for that tomorrow.
Face I love?
Yeah.
Big worm?
This hour is brought to you by...
Oh, that's not right. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
It's not as big.
Oh, he is. Well, he's bigger than you.
Yeah, he's 100% big.
Yeah. Faison Love definitely is bigger than you.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Check out Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Save 40% off any window or any door. until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGYDA.com. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, Spike. What's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Ant?
What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, man, quick question, man. You think it's the best defense Eagles ever had?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't want to just throw it out there like that, but I would go back to, man, hell, you can start it with a 91 defense. That might be arguably the best defense the Eagles ever had. That's actually the only defense that I would respectfully be like, oh, yeah, if somebody said that was better than the defenses that Jim Johnson had in the early 2000s, I wouldn't put up an argument, much of an argument. And that's because of the level of players they had on that team. You're talking about a Hall of Fame player potentially on each level. Reggie White on the front. Jerome Brown would have been a Hall of Fame player.
Yep.
Then you got Seth, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And then you got Eric Allen, who should be going in the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, Clyde Simmons on that team, too.
Clyde Simmons, who's our all-time sack leader. Well, Trent is our all-time sack leader now, but he was. I would give it. I would humbly give it to the 91 squad.
Okay, cool. I like that. That's a good answer. I could go with that. Hey, man, I don't think we can get that number one seed because we need the Lions to lose before they game against the Vikings. And if they don't, the Vikings might sit everybody because the Lions might already clinch the division, which means the number one seed. So I'm not really so worried about the number one seed. My main focus is being healthy. It don't matter where we go, whoever we play. It really doesn't matter to me. I just want to be healthy, and I want to put this record behind us. Because if you ask Saquon, you rather hold up the Russian title or you rather hold up the Lombardi?
Well, that's easy. That's easy, though,
yeah,
Anthony.
That's easy, man. So put that.
But why can't he do both? He do both?
Him doing both, he a little banged up. Not saying that's the issue, but it can be an issue. Our main thing is the main thing, and the main thing is to win. The last few games, we easy favorite to win, so I'm not even worried about them games. I'm worried about the game, and the game is that Super Bowl, man. That's the goal right there, man. Forget that record and all that.
Nah,
man.
We're not gonna forget it. Nope.
Not gonna forget it.
Nope.
100. He need almost 150.
So what if he goes out? What if he rushes for 200 yards Sunday?
Okay, if he do that, okay.
Okay, it is. Okay,
I'm not saying force feed him. Like, if he gets 15 to 20 carries and Saquon is spectacular,
yes.
Any one of them can go the distance.
Yes. Anthony, I agree with you. I don't think anybody is saying they want the record in place of the Super Bowl trophy. That's silly. Like, nobody is saying that. But the idea that you self-inflict a restriction on this guy with three games left to go because you're worried about him getting injured. See, I flip it. This was being painted as if we care about the record more than anything else. That's how it was being framed, and that's not the case. The games matter right now. We are a run-first team, so he's going to get the ball. So when he gets the ball, if he does what Saquon has typically done this year, particularly against teams that don't have great run defenses, there's a chance that he comes out of this game with a $150, $160. There's a chance that he comes out of that Dallas Cowboys game with another $150. That's 300 yards right there, right? Like that. I mean, that's 300 yards.
Get that $150 though. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Huh?
I don't want him to have to get 30 carries.
No, he doesn't.
I don't want him to have to get.
How many carries did he get to get that 255? Wasn't 30 carries?
It wasn't 30 carries. No, it wasn't. You're right. No,
the best thing you said there is that he doesn't need a ton of carries to get a lot of yardage. He could break one. He has game-breaking speed. He's not a plotter where he has to get 30 to 35 carries because he's only averaging 4 yards a carry. All I'm saying is, Anthony, I wouldn't say if they go into that last game and he's 200 yards away from it. No, we're not trying to go for the record. 150 yards away, no, we're probably not trying to go for the record if the game doesn't mean anything. I'm only saying until it gets to that point, I'm playing Saquon Barkley the same way I've been playing him.
You've been playing him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That right there, how you just put that right there, man, that's reasonable. Okay, I could go with that.
Okay, there we go. See, we talked it out.
We're not about to run my man into the, you know what I mean? Okay. I agree with you on that.
Yes, believe me, the playoffs matter more than anything. I'm not saying this record matters more than the playoffs. All I'm saying is we don't get this close and then decide, well, I'm just going to shut him down myself. Yeah. Now, the Eric Dickerson's record may be a little far-fetched. But getting to 2,000 yards and joining that 2,000 yard club, oh, that's right there. That's only 312 yards.
Man, it's Saquon healthy, man. We going to playoffs with a healthy team.
Yep.
Man, we can line anybody up anywhere. We going to the desert, the safari, the backyard. I wouldn't give a damn where we at, man.
That is now. You know why you can say that right now? And I'll knock on wood for us. That's because everything is gravy right now. What if something happens over the next game or two? That's unfortunate.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you want that home field advantage because that helps you out. Like Detroit is limping right now into the playoffs. Literally, they get home field advantage. They got a much better chance of getting to the Super Bowl with the lack of talent they have due to injuries, playing two games at home versus playing three games.
Well, and the fact that it's one and done. Like,
yes.
You want every advantage you
yes,
can have.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, Ant, give us your favorite movie franchise.
I'm going to go with the Dark Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
There you
Batman.
Go. The Dark Knight trilogy. That is a
Dark
good
Knight
one.
Trilogy.
Yeah, good one, Anthony.
What's the third one?
There's Dark Knight Rises, yeah. And Batman Begins. No, wait, what is the third one? There's, Jack, what are the three Batman movies in the Batman trilogy?
See, I only know the first two. Wait, the second one's Bane, or is that the third one?
That's the second one. That is the second one.
There's definitely one more.
There's definitely three. Yes. I think Batman Begins is the third one. It's the one where they're sending guys out into the ice. I think that one's Batman Begins. By the way, in the Rams game, he had 26 carries. Now, he did have four receptions. Mm-hmm. So he had 30 touches. And then this was the three in a row that were a lot. So against Washington, he had 26 carries, two receptions. Against the Rams, he had 26 and four. And then against Baltimore, he had 23 and two. So in that run,
and we needed every last one of them to beat those teams.
In that run, he's averaging like 25, 26 touches a game. Before that, Dallas was 14 and one. Oh, wow. And against Jacksonville, it was 27 and three.
See, and we needed every last one of them. Do you remember the Jacksonville game?
I do.
Right? That's the thing we're leaving out of the equation. We're acting as if this team comes out and blows everyone out and you don't need Saquon to touch the ball. We literally need the guy to have these carries to win these games.
I do truly hope that whatever they felt in the passing game on Sunday, they can add into at the beginning of the games. And they are throwing at the beginning.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
A little tough spot for you.
Oh, boy.
See if you can handle you too in there, Fritzy Poo.
Okay.
Do you believe Jalen is capable of repeating what he did Sunday?
Yeah, I actually think that was not a particularly spectacular thing. Like, I think he should be able to do that. Yeah.
All right. Jack? I just wondered, like, so now all of a sudden we're all confident in the passing game.
No,
Jalen.
No,
that's what I want to hear is that we're confident enough that we don't need Saquon to win games. We can just throw to win these games.
I would love to see that.
No, I ask you, are you confident we can
yes.
do that?
Yes.
No.
No, I don't believe that.
I'm not.
he looked like a top five quarterback on Sunday. He should do that every single week.
He says serious.
See, if he hadn't sort of reverted back. By the way, did you hear that?
Even Baldy said it,
dude. There was a moment in the Baldy interview, and look, I'm just going to instruct you who are listening to the show after the show. What I want you to do is go back to the Baldy interview. It happened at 4. You can listen on Rewind, the Odyssey app, and he says, yeah, Jalen, later in the game, he was holding the ball a little bit. You know, he regressed a little bit. There was one, he got sacked by T.J. Watt when he held the ball too long. I bet Lane wasn't really happy with that. It's a little Baldy. Every week that Baldy's on, he says something that I don't know if he knows that he's saying out loud.
Yeah, how did you know Lane's not happy about that play ball?
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. By the way, it was the Batman Begins, the Dark Knight, the Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Never doubt.
I didn't realize Batman Begins was first.
Yes, I didn't realize the Bane movies, that's 12 years old now. I mean, that came out in 2012.
Yeah, I wanted more Bane. I love Bane.
I love Bane. Great villain.
Huge Bane fan. Yeah. Absolutely.
Scary as hell.
Yes, very scary. And there's something about some of the best, I always think some of the best villains in movies have a little bit of a point. Like, I always thought like—
A point?
But yeah, Bane, like, look, you can't put a nuclear bomb in a city and blow up the football stadium. But like sometimes, sometimes the villain in the movie isn't just out there to be like bad, like a villain. Like when you take the two different Jokers, when you take the Jack Nicholson Joker and then the Heath Ledger Joker, they were different, right? The Jack Nicholson Joker was just sort of this evil sort of evil mastermind or whatever. But the Heath Ledger one was different. Like, it was a different Joker. It was a guy who didn't like society and blah, blah, blah. Yep. I always think that the villains are a little more interesting when they have a point and they're not just evil or out for money or out to kill people.
I might have liked Heath Ledger a little better.
Than Jack Nicholson? Than Bane?
Oh, I definitely liked Heath Ledger as a Joker. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, better than Bane?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, yeah. You like the Joker better than Bane?
Yes. It was an all-time performance.
Yeah.
All-time performance.
Yeah.
And I thought Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, the first Joker, I thought was really good Joker, too. Joker.
Yep.
But a really good Joker. All right.
Weird movie. Actually enjoyed that more than I thought I would.
Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a comic book movie at all.
Yeah. At all.
So coming up next, there is some more bad Sixers news. I mean, it's good and bad news.
Oh, wow.
So we'll touch on
that. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're only going to touch on it for like a second. Less than Flowers and 50, I can promise you that.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event at Elite Acura? Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you will not want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event that's going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you head over there today. Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Shop their entire inventory online if you need to, or check them out online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. And make sure you tell them Ike sent you. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.